In southern Afghanistan, thousands of Marines are massing at a desert base with an appropriate name, Camp Leatherneck. The Marines are among the first of 21,000 new troops ordered to Afghanistan by President Obama, and their job is to take back from the Taliban an area the size of New Jersey. NPR's Tom Bowman is at Camp Leatherneck, and he joins us. Tom, can you explain exactly what these Marines are going to be doing?
Well, right now the Marines are training up. They're doing sort of drills around Camp Leatherneck here. It's this dusty base. And what they're going to be doing is something similar to what they did in Anbar province in Iraq. They're going to move out into the countryside and really live among the people. And that's the whole point here. is the counterinsurgency technique, is to live among the people, provide security, and eventually help rebuild this part of Afghanistan. The area they're heading is a Taliban stronghold. The poppies are grown here. That's the lifeblood of the Taliban. They turn that into heroin, use that money to buy arms. And also, it's the ancestral home of the Taliban as well. So the bottom line is they're expecting quite a fight from the Taliban to hold this piece of turf in Afghanistan.
Elaborate a little bit on that, Tom. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and others have said that there will be some heavy fighting in the coming weeks. What sense are you getting among the Marines?
About half of the Marines we're with have never been deployed before. There's some anxiety about what they'll face, particularly IEDs, roadside bombs. That's the big killer here in Afghanistan. About 70% of the casualties come from these roadside bombs. There's some apprehension about what they're going to be facing here, but they're also antsy, too. They're really eager to get out of this base and really start doing the job here.
The Taliban was overthrown 8 years ago, but they've come back strongly as an insurgency. Is this troop buildup really going to make any difference?
That's a big question. The commanding general here, Brigadier General Larry Nicholson, says this is the summer of decision, that they hope to see some progress here this summer. And if they don't see progress, there's a fear here that the American people will start turning away from Afghanistan. There's not going to be as much support. So really, he sees time of the essence here for the Marines to get out there and start seeing progress fairly soon.
The troops will have a new top commander. General Stanley McChrystal arrives in Afghanistan this weekend. Can you tell us something about him?
Well, General McChrystal ran the Joint Special Operations Command, and that's sort of a secretive unit that goes after high-value targets. These are the guys that rolled up Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and also Abu Muzaffar al-Zarqawi, who was the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq. So he's sort of a specialized soldier with specialized forces, and he really hasn't done much of the counterinsurgency warfare that these Marines and eventually the soldiers coming in will be doing. So, again, he's sort of an unknown quantity among a lot of these Marines here. They don't know too much about him. But the Marines here, they're really not focused on their top commanding general, frankly. They're just eager to get out into the field and get into the fight.
NPR's Tom Bowman is at Camp Leatherneck in the Afghan desert. Tom, thank you very much.
Leanne, nice talking with you.